Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we reach the middle of the fourth week of Easter. Let us always learn to be humble before you. Let us always learn to be humble in being guided by you, that we may focus on you leading us where you're calling us to be instead of us trying to lead you where we want to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you heard, it is Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter. And so we're moving quickly through Easter in this Easter time. You know, in two more weeks, this is kind of interesting, just kind of putting things together. In two more weeks, we'll have Ascension Thursday. And then 10 days after that, we'll have Pentecost Sunday. Now, some of you are in dioceses, actually most of the dioceses in the United States, where it's actually Ascension Sunday. But in the Archdiocese of Boston and I think New York and a few other dioceses, it's still Ascension Thursday. And I'm one of those who prefers Ascension Thursday over Ascension Sunday, so to speak. A lot of other people don't, but that's the way I like it. And we are here looking again at the readings from the Acts of the Apostles. And what we're seeing here is, now, the thing you have to understand about Paul was a Pharisee. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, because when we say we use the term Pharisee today, well, that person's a Pharisee, which means the person's a hypocrite. But in Paul's days, it wasn't like that at all. It would be kind of like, and this is how I can really make this very generic, we'll say that during the time of the early parts of the United States, if you were part of a party that another party doesn't agree with, then you would be looked down upon. So you might say, well, they were the Whig party, or this person's part of the Whig party. And if you didn't like the Whig party, then that's the way you'd speak. And then eventually that term, I'm just using this generically, I don't know if this actually happened, but you know how this works. Eventually that term becomes a negative term separated from its original definition. So then you could maybe 100 years ago find people say, well, he's a Whig. And even though the Whig party wasn't around anymore, it would imply all kinds of things that people used to disparage the Whig party who disagreed with it, which may or may not be true, but that became connected to the word. So Pharisee is like that. The Pharisee party was a party of people who sought to be good Jews, but they got the reputation, especially through the Gospels, of being hypocrites. So when I just said, well, Paul was a Pharisee, the first thing that can pop in your mind, oh, that he was a hypocrite. No, he was a member of the Pharisee party. And therefore, he was a very devout Jew. And so he knew the entire history because he was a devout Jew and he was committed to his Judaism until his conversion on the road to Damascus. And he was still committed to his Judaism. It's just that he learned that the Lord was leading a whole new path. And that's what he embraced. And so he went out and he was preaching the gospel. So what we hear in the 13th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles is Paul is going to Perga in Pamphylia. And what he's doing is he's now starting to preach in synagogues there. And so he's speaking to, as he calls them, fellow Israelites. And he starts to speak to them about the history of the Jewish faith, which they would all know, because that Christian faith is rooted in the Jewish faith. So the entire Jewish history is just as much, we're just as much connected to it as the Jews. The difference is the faithful Jews today are not connected to our Christian side, although many study the Christian teaching and everything else. They may not believe in Jesus as the Messiah, but they study and they believe the Christian teachings, but as philosophy and everything, but they don't necessarily believe in Jesus as the Messiah. A good example of this would be Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager is a Jew. He's a very devout Jew. He's a very informed Jew. Some people like him, some people don't. But that's who he is. And he talks on the radio every day. He says things that I agree with. He says things that I don't agree with. A lot of what he says obviously comes from his study of the Talmud and the Torah. And some of the stuff that I will believe, I don't necessarily agree with what he teaches. Best example I can give you is, as Catholics, official Catholic teaching says the death penalty should only be used as an absolute last resort, and the conditions for which a death penalty should be used are virtually non-existent. That's from Pope John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II. And Francis continued it, Pope Francis continued basically saying we don't believe in the death penalty. Well, Dennis Prager is very strongly in support of the death penalty. So we disagree on certain things and we agree on certain things. But you do understand that he's coming from a Jewish perspective, fully embracing his Jewish perspective. And then we have the Christian's perspective, which is an outgrowth of the Jewish perspective. So all of that from the Old Testament becomes part of our spiritual history. So when we read this from St. Paul, that's all part of our spiritual history as well. So, you know, and the importance of knowing, as if you go back and read it, remember Acts chapter 13, if you've got a daily, what's it called? A daily missal. If you have a daily missal, you can check all this out. And you can see these powerful teachings, but they're all part of our history. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter, check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking here about this powerful message that we are seeing where St. Paul is talking about the whole history of the Jewish faith and what he wants to do is to connect this history to Christ himself. Because remember, Christ is Jewish. And the salvation of all of humanity comes from the Jews. Now, there's various reasons for that. Probably the most important, though, is do keep in mind that unlike all the cultures in the area and unlike all the cultures in the history of the human race, as far as I know, the Jews are... I forgot the word, monotheistic. The Jews believe in one God. And one of the important things to remember is any time there was someone who came forward and said, no, there's only one God, there aren't many gods, it always raised problems for either that person or society or both. Socrates was executed for believing only in one God. Akhenaten from Egypt was just totally threw the whole Egyptian spiritual economy up in the air by saying there was only one God. And we have all these things that go on. But the Jews become this culture that teaches there's only one God in the midst at times of other cultures. For example, when they were brought into Babylon. Now, the Babylonians believed in many gods, but the Jews still held on to their one God. And in doing so, believing in this one God, they hold tight, they hold true to this one God, and that becomes such a powerful message to all the surrounding cultures. So we see all that going on, and we see that power of them liturgically seeking the one God, and we see all of that. And it's a powerful message that we recognize, and this is what Paul is bringing in. So he's connecting this whole story of whom he would call Yeshua, because that would be Jesus' name in Hebrew, And he would call him that as in his way of teaching who Jesus is by connecting him first to all of the Jewish history, which they would have known extremely well. So connects him to David, connects him to Solomon, connects him to Saul, connects him all the way back. And so we recognize this powerful message of who Jesus is that he's teaching to Jews so that they would understand the connection. You're going to see that also in the Gospel of Matthew. If you notice in the Gospel of Matthew, you always see this line that Jesus did X in order to fulfill the scriptures, because the Gospel of Matthew was written to Jews. And so, again, Matthew is doing the same thing. He's teaching the Jews that there is a connection between who Jesus is and the entire history, Jewish history, so we understand that this is all part of who Jesus is, and therefore they understand that this is all part of God's plan. Think of it this way. I don't know if this is a good analogy, but think of it this way. You ever go to a party where you know absolutely no one and you think you're just in this foreign environment and maybe even almost feel like a hostile environment, and all of a sudden you recognize someone who is really important to you, who is also part of the party, and then you recognize that now you have a connection between the people at the party and other parts of your life, and that makes you kind of feel good? Well, think of that's what St. Paul is doing. He's saying, this is who this Jesus is, and he connects Jesus to all these other known realities that the Jews would have. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And remember, we are here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.